Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thanks, daughter and announcer, and welcome back, everybody. This hour is brought to you by the newsletter and the other devices that we have to give you information about this natural organic approach. The newsletter you get for free by simply saying that you want to get it and join the other 100,000+ people that are getting it. I don't even know what the number is right now, but you fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. That's the easiest way to go. Or just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. You'll receive it whenever we get it done during the week. It's always a different day, it seems like. And it takes, once we start sending it out, it takes a while for it to get out to everybody. One subject at a time. The current one, like I said, is a landscape project, a video of a landscape project that we just did at home. So you can check it out. If you're not already a member, you can see it on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/thedirtdoctor. And I think it's there. It also will be, if not already, in the archives of our newsletters on the website, dirtdoctor.com. If you want to join the members part of dirtdoctor.com, it's the Organic Club of America. There's several other advantages there. And getting the videos and the information earlier and the questions answered quicker and various kinds of things, along with seed and various plants from my garden. We're going to try to figure out how to propagate this beautiful white, well, it's not going to be very difficult. It's easy to propagate this white passion flower that we have, and try to figure out some way that makes sense to make it at least to some degree available to members of the organic club. We don't know what variety it is or where it came from originally or anything else, but it is a spectacular, pure, white passion flower, passion vine. Gulf fritillaries love it, but there's kind of an interesting thing about it. And Bob, I think he told me the same thing about his down in San Antonio. That's where I got my start, is from him at their nursery in San Antonio, Shades and Green. But that is that the Gulf fritillaries attack it and feed on it and produce a lot of butterflies, but they don't take the whole plant out. They don't ruin the look of the plant. They're kind of, at least it's been our experience so far, they eat some and leave quite a bit for the plant to still continue to look good. And even if they do a lot of damage, it leaves right back out and is fine. And, of course, the orange Gulf fritillary butterflies are great to have in the garden. Caterpillars are kind of small, 1 inch to a little bit longer, orange, black spiky caterpillars. Those, if you see those are the larvae of the pretty butterflies, so don't be hurting them. And by the way, it's another good indication for the people who are skeptical about using trichogramma wasps to control pest caterpillars, you know, the ones created by moths that create tent caterpillars and web worms and green worms that eat your vegetables and all that. Putting out the trichogramma wasp is what we recommend in the spring and early summer. And some people will say that the trichogramma wasp will kill the butterflies as well as the moths. And they theoretically would or could, but there seems to be some reason that they don't. And I don't know for sure what it is. It may be that it's just a balance nature has. It may have to do with the fact that the butterfly eggs are bigger and have a thicker skin than the moth eggs of the troublesome pest. And the reason I, at this point, don't think there's any problem at all is I got lots of butterflies, and we put out trichogramma wasps a lot. We've got the swallowtails. We've got the Gulf fritillaries. We've had the hair streaks. We've had question marks. We've had all kinds of butterflies and you know, as many as I've ever seen before. So hopefully it's not a problem. We'll continue to look at it and talk about it, though. And next up in Highland Village, it's Bill. Hello, Bill. Bill, are you there? I think he thought I was going to pontificate for longer and put the phone down. Daryl, you got a show coming up. Daryl the Snake Man next up. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Howard. How are you?
Doing well.
Yep, 2 o'clock today. Doors open at 1. It's really the best place to catch it, really, because they give me 80 minutes so I can sort of riff on the topic in ways that I normally don't get to. So,
well, people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area can come to your show. It's in, what is the name of the place and city?
It's called the Addison Improv. It's just west of the tollway on Beltline.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's a fun place. It's a really... It's an excellent stage. The way they've got it set up, it really makes it easy to tell where the center of the focus is. And, you know, and a lot of really famous people have walked on that particular stage.
Okay, especially Daryl the Snake Man with his snakes. All right.
Well,
have Sundays open, go check out Daryl. What else you got?
Well, have you heard the story of Thieves Oil?
Thieves Oil?
Yes.
No.
Well, I had sort of been planning to go more in depth into the study of essential oils anyway. There's a lot of things that I'm leaning that way anyway, like getting rid of mites on snakes. There's essential oils that you can use to do that to where you don't have to use a pesticide to make it happen. And the story of this is back when the bubonic plague happened, people that actually understood how to use essential oils, and the combination they currently call thieves oil was basically what was popular at the time. And it's myrrh and cinnamon and I don't know. But at any rate, people that were using this were immune enough that they could be thieves. They could steal from corpses of people that had died from the plague without catching the plague.
Interesting. But basically essential oil technology.
Right.
Huh, interesting, yeah.
So as I learn more about it, I'll be passing it on, but I think it's going to be part of my holistic first aid kit anyway.
All right, sounds good. I don't think we need to be doing grave robbing, but it probably helps with other things.
Agreed.
Thank you, Daryl.
Now that we are ground zero for Ebola.
Oh, well, you know, I've got my eyebrows raised real high on that whole deal there, but we'll talk more about that later.
Okay, take
okay, Daryl, thank you. My friend Zach Thompson going into the apartment in nothing but his suit and tie was one of the first eyebrow-raising pieces of that little story. More on it later. Terry in Burleson is next up. Hey, Terry.
Hi, Howard. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks.
Good. Last year, I had a different weed come up that I hadn't seen before, and I think it's a roadside aster.
Mm-hmm.
It's got little white daisy-looking flowers on it.
Kind of a woody, a little weed?
Yeah, it's kind of a woody weed.
Stiff, uh-huh. Yeah, that's roadside aster. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm having a terrible time getting rid of it. I started pulling some of it up, and it's like there's nothing underneath it when I pull it up. I understand that it kills your grass if you leave it there.
I think it probably does have some allelopathic or just toxic effect on things around it, because I see the same thing. It leaves kind of bare, and it's not that thick to shade stuff out, it doesn't seem.
No.
It's a pretty little weed that is relatively easy to control. It is a low successional plant as opposed to what I was talking about with Dallas grass being a high successional plant.
Mm-hmm.
You can knock it out with healthy soil long term, you know, building humus in the soil and the biological activity and all that. It likes crummy soil. It likes lousy soil like bluebonnets do. Bluebonnets can kind of adapt, but roadside aster doesn't like good soil at all. So,
yeah, well, we live in an area that we think used to be like where they plowed hay forever.
Mm-hmm.
So the ground's pretty lousy. We added compost, but maybe we just need to do some more.
Yeah, one of the things that'll help would be to put out lava sand in a pretty healthy fashion. Put it out at how much area are we talking about?
An acre.
Put out, if you could put out a ton of it on an acre, it'd be great. But put out as much as
you mean a actual ton. You're not being, you're mean literal, right?
No, literally a ton.
Literally a ton. Okay.
Yeah, if that's ideal, that's what ranchers have used it at a rate, and it's just made a remarkable difference in holding moisture in the soil and keeping their grass green during droughts when other people, you know, are burned up and things like that. Lava sand has a greater ability of holding moisture than compost does. Even if you use the two together, it's the best of both worlds.
Okay.
But if you put out that,
we've lived in this house for 10 years, and it just, and we've been doing all that stuff, and it just showed up last year.
Well, just beef up your tender, loving care of that area. Do kind of a sick tree treatment version in a bad spot and get a feel for whether it works or not for you.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and then go from there. In the meantime, enjoy the little white flowers.
Yeah, they're pretty, but if they're killing my grass, it's not good.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Harold. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you. Talk to you later. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Electrolytes like sodium, potassium, magnesium, and chloride recharge your cells. That's especially important for your heart and muscles. Low electrolytes can lead to fatigue and cramping. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity, and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growin' Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, let's get back to the phones here. Kathy in Dallas next up, listening on 660, The Answer. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. I've looked at the video on when you planted the zoysia grass and whatever the other grass was. Did you, underneath the grass, before you planted the grass, did you have to kill anything underneath there?
We didn't, but your question is good. We had a little bit of grass left there, but I had overseeded it with last year rye, and in the spring I let it go long on purpose. I knew I was going to do something else, and I was just kind of brutalizing the whole area, and I let the rye pretty much permanently damage the St. Augustine grass that was left there, and it had been shaded out, and we just kind of scraped it off the top. When you have St. Augustine grass, you can use a grubbing hoe, which is what we did, and just take off the top inch and throw it in the compost pile, and you're ready to go.
What about if it's Bermuda grass?
Well, the reason your question is good is that you will have a problem if you cover up living plant material tissue with new sod.
Uh-huh.
I get asked that quite a bit because it's a lot easier thing to do. Let's just cover up what's there, you know. But you really have to chop it out and get down to bare soil. You do not need to do bed preparation. In fact, you may have heard me say that in the video. We didn't do hardly any – well, we didn't do any bed preparation. We just loosened the soil, and the soil was – really in very good shape because we've been organic there, you know, for 25 or 30 years.
Yeah, we are too. So
you only bed preparation you need is to loosen it up and smooth it out enough, but you do need to get living tissue out. Well, whether it's living or dead, if there's quite a bit of it's dead grass, if you cover it with sod, what happens is that it will try to decompose, and it will decompose anaerobically because it's covered up, and it forms kind of a black muck layer that's hard on the new grass above it. So it's really best to scrape all the weeds and grass away so you're down to bare soil before you plant. Throw the stuff that comes out in the compost pile.
And is that about like 4 to 6 inches deep?
Oh, no, no. With St. Augustine grass, an inch. You just scrape it off the top.
Doesn't Bermuda grass go deep
No, Bermuda grass goes, the roots go real deep. But here's the thing that people are confused about. Bermuda grass cannot reproduce from roots. A lot of people think it can. It can only reproduce from the twigs.
Okay.
The stems, but, I mean. The stems are the rhizomes and the stolons, and they'll be in the top inch and a half, more or less. So if you take 2 inches, scrape 2 inches away from Bermuda, you will have done all you need to do.
Okay, that's good then. All right, thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
That video she was talking about is our current newsletter, landscape project that we did at home. It's kind of interesting, so take a look at Tropical John was the contractor on the project, and we had quite a few things going on there at once, and we'll do more of that sort of thing. It was in the members area for a while, and now it has moved over because of the newsletter and putting it, making it public on YouTube, so everybody can see it now. Bill, Highland Village. Hey, Bill.
Excuse me.
I caught you away from the phone a minute ago. Apparently.
Well, I was right here. I was looking, researching some vehicles on the computer.
Okay.
I talked to you about a month ago, I guess, about native plants.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about mail order and that. Well, I found a place up in Denton. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, called Painted Flower Farm.
Faded Flower?
Painted.
Painted Flower. No, I'm not familiar with them. They do native plants?
They grow all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
And it's on, well, if you go up 35E to 380, which is University Drive,
mm-hmm.
and go west about half a mile, and on the right there's a street called Marshall Road.
Okay. Well, I'll get up there and check them out.
And they did not have what I wanted, but, excuse me, we were up in the high country and it about killed me. A couple
yeah, there's a lot of pollen flying around still. Well, been bugging me a little bit, too.
At my age, I get that altitude sickness now. I just,
mm-hmm.
But anyway, there's a nursery called Metter Nursery in Denton.
Okay.
And they handle that, and that's where I found Greg's Blue Mist and White Mist.
Oh, good.
And they still had them there. And there's another dealer up in Denton. Called Bradfield.
Okay.
And they also carry this stuff.
All right. Send me an email or a letter on it, either one, and remind me of that. I made a note here, but a lot of times I lose my notes. So that's good you run into it. For people that don't know, the Greg's Mist Flower is one of the things I strongly recommend for people to plant because it attracts beneficial insects so well, especially the white one. And it's the one that's the hardest to find.
Yeah, well, the blue one has blossomed out pretty nice, and the white one is not there yet.
Yeah, the blue one blooms probably longer, and the white one blooms primarily in the fall and in one time, but I think having both of them is a good thing. Well, I appreciate the tips.
Yeah,
good investigation there.
What's your email? Just Dirt Doctor?
Just send it to info@dirtdoctor.com.
Info.
Mm-hmm. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Bill, got to run. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrot Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I was just messing with my phone, and I think I accidentally turned on our Dirt Doctor app, so that would have been good. You could have been listening to me twice. Once delayed for a little bit, probably. The open line for you real quick, if you want to jump on here too, at 866-444-3478. If you have a plant question or anything at all, we'd be glad to chat with you. Joanne is next in Louisville. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I was using some molasses about a year ago and just got real involved in life and forgot to keep going with a cycle. Is now a good time to start the molasses again for the lawn?
Well, are you using it as your fertilizer?
Yes.
Fall is a fine time to do it. How long ago did you apply organic fertilizer or some molasses?
I think I want to say about a year ago.
Okay,
now
this would be a good time to do it. I tell you what I have found out. Joanne, I used nothing but molasses for at least an entire year, just seeing how it would work. And I think it works pretty well, so you could do that. It's probably better if you don't already have something purchased to use one of the blend products, you know, like the Maestro Grow Texas Tea or the Green Sense product or Nature's Guide product that has alfalfa in it in addition to molasses. You know, one of them that's got a little bit more in it, the Medina product, Growing Green, all of those blends may be a little bit better than using just pure molasses all the time. It worked pretty well for me, and I tried to gauge whether, you know, it was better or not quite as good for the money and all that kind of thing. And I'm probably at the point now where using the molasses once a year and then the rest of the fertilizer applications be blends of organic stuff. And then the Garrett juice mixture, you know, whether you make it yourself or buy one of the commercial things, about at least once a quarter. And if the budget and time allows, do it every month, especially on intensive beds where you have annuals and perennials and a lot of things where you want to really have some show.
Right. And I have very coarse, you know, cover in my beds. It's not shredded mulch. It's pretty coarse, kind of like the chips. Can you use, is it better to use the blend or the Garrett Juice Plus mixed up in the bed? Because it wouldn't sink in right away. It would kind of be on top if it were, you know, the plain molasses or the blend fertilizer.
Well, you can do either one, and doing both is the best thing to do. And even though the beds are covered with mulch, the dry fertilizer, as it's watered, will work its way on down through, and it's not bad to have the fertilizer in contact with real coarse mulch because it'll help it break down a little faster, which is what we want to have happen. Because as the mulch breaks down, it becomes humus, and that's the real natural feeding of the surface of the soil and the microbes and all that. So doing both is ideal.
Yeah, and I don't think I have enough depth on my mulch cover in the beds. Can you get something like the shredded mulch and just put it over that coarse chip mulch?
Sure.
Without, you know, damaging the whole ecology or whatever?
No, that'd be fine. Just put, don't put too thick a layer, and especially don't pile it up on the stems of plants. But several of the people are doing mulch where they've ground it a second time, so it's not quite so big of pieces. I don't mind the big pieces. You could also do something like black cow compost and throw it out into the wood chip, the heavy mulch, and it'll filter in, and the combination of the heavy pieces and the compost work really well together too. Any of those things, do them together, water them in, and nature will take care of the rest.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Appreciate the call. Let's see what we got here. On 660, Mike in Carrollton is next up. Hi, Mike.
Howdy.
What's going on?
Not too much. Just looking for some suggestion of ground cover. I have a corner lot, and the south end of my house backed up to the neighbor's backyard. And so I've got a little alley about 4 or 5 feet wide where it's just from my house to their fence. I'd like to put down some ground cover, a little easier to manage, but also I don't want it to be so invasive that it takes over their backyard. So just seeing if you have some ideas there.
Well, I tell you, my personal preference on something like that, the first thing that jumped into my mind, there's a ground cover that is a clover that I use from time to time. In fact, I may plant some this year if I can find some. And I think some of the feed stores will have it in stock, and it's called dwarf white clover.
Okay.
And dwarf white clover put out right now would germinate very quickly, and it forms just a beautiful green low ground cover. It will burn up in the summer, but that's usually a pretty good thing. It'll stay around fairly well. But to have something that would be inexpensive that you could put in right now, it'd be hard to beat.
And that's a, a I'm My house faces the west. I get a lot of sun except for that one spot there in the south. So it's pretty shaded. Is it all right there?
They'll do real well there. And you can look in my books, Texas Gardening the Natural Way. I think it's in there. And the book that we did before that, the Texas Organic Gardening book, I'm almost positive I have some shots, or at least one shot, of clover that I've planted that way from seed. It makes a beautiful look. It's inexpensive to do, and I think would be real good for you there. Long term, you probably need something a little bit more durable, but you don't even have to take it out. You could plant the new ground cover, whether it's liriope or ophiopogon or Asian jasmine or whatever you decide on later on, or maybe some food crops or something, you know, something like that, right into the clover, and they could work together. The other thing that you could use in that kind of situation, and we give seed out still to new members of the Organic Club of America if they want it, is seed from my plantings of inland sea oats. Now, inland sea oats is incredibly durable and a perennial and come back every year, so you only have one-time planting, but it gets taller. It gets about 2-3 feet tall. And it's a native grass, has real pretty seed heads right now at this time of the year, and that'd be another option for you to do well. In fact, one of the things you could do, you could plant clover now and have a green blanket for the fall and winter and put down inland sea oat seed that would start germinating and growing next spring. Or you could plant transplants of it in the clover. That's just a thought, another way you could go.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, do I need to put up some kind of a wall to protect my neighbor's backyard? Or
well, the inland sea oats will spread. They're easy to stop. I mean, it's not like big bamboo or anything, but if you don't do anything at all, they will encroach slowly into an area, and if you let the seed stay on the plant, the seed will blow around and germinate. Real easy to pull out the little seedlings that start to come up.
Okay.
You know, not a problem from that standpoint, but they will develop and grow some. I don't think it would be a huge problem, though. Other people might, but I like the plant so much, it doesn't bother me.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you very much.
I appreciate your call.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and another thing I probably should have mentioned today is I'm about to plant larkspur at my places, experimental gardens and home too. I love larkspur. I think it is more dramatic than even some of our native wildflowers. And in places that are a little bit too shady for bluebonnets and Indian paintbrush and the usual kinds of wildflowers, larkspur is terrific. You buy the seed. It's inexpensive. You can buy it in bulk. You may have to call around and find. I buy my bulk seed from a place over in Weatherford, a feed store in Weatherford. But there's several people that would do it mail order for you. Or you can just go to the usual places, garden centers and feed stores, and buy small packets. You throw the larkspur seed out now in the fall, and you have a show of flowers next spring that lasts a month or longer. It's just beautiful. Pink, white, lavender colors. They get tall. They get 3 feet or so tall. So be careful where you plant them from that standpoint. And then you produce your own seed and they come back. I beef mine up. I add a little bit to mine every year because I like to have more and more of them. And it's a spectacular flower for a long period of time and very inexpensive to do, just larkspur. We have an open line too at and a little bit more time in the show if you want to call 866-444-3478. Here's Catherine on 660 in Dallas. Hey, Catherine.
Hello, Howard. I would like to know something about Terfalo grass.
Okay. Well, it's good grass. It was developed at Texas Tech and out in West Texas, and it is a buffalo grass. They started out, and I don't know if they still do or not, primarily sell the plugs. They do have one that was developed to be able to take shady conditions. There's been a little bit of mixed reviews on that, but they're their buffalo grass is very high quality. Hopefully, I'm not positive about this, but hopefully they sell solid sod now, not just the plugs.
Well, I saw this in the AAA magazine.
Mm-hmm.
It was a half-page ad. I do not use the internet, but you can apparently find the information online. And this says your lawn will be shipped to you in plugs from one that are easy to install at one per square foot.
They are easy to install, and it'll work. It's a good quality. It's not a scam, advertisement like a lot of the grass things are. It's a good quality grass. The only thing I would warn you about in planting plugs, buffalo is a fairly slow growing grass as far as lateral growth. It does grow laterally just like Bermuda does, but it's a little slower than Bermuda. And in the meantime, that bare area between those plugs is going to have some weed seed germinate. And so you're going to have to do a little bit of weed control as the plugs develop. Not a problem. You just need to know that that's something you'll have to do.
Well,
let me put you on hold if you had something else, because I'm going to have to run for a second. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this quick break.
Maestro Grow, the makers of great organic fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now making Garrett Juice Pro. Garrett Juice Pro is for use on all your crops to improve the soil and plant roots with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, hydrolyzed fish, and beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it in garden centers, feed stores, and hardware stores. And for more information, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Concerned about drought? Think Hydrotain. When you're planting new shrubs, trees, flowers, or sod, think Hydrotain. Want to reduce your water bill? Think Hydrotain. After years of commercial use by golf courses, nurseries, sod farms, and top landscapers, Hydrotain is now available to you. Hydrotain allows you to water up to 50% less and maintain healthy, great-looking plants and turf. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain or order directly from Hydrotain.com. That's HYDRETAIN.com.
You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor. Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best. But Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And let's see what Kate is up to listening on 660 in Keller, Texas. Hi, Kate.
Hey there. Appreciate your show and all that you do.
Thank you.
Just have a question. How can we get our yard in usable shape? I have three boys, and I'd like them to be able to go out and play, but we have horrible chiggers, ants, and mosquitoes. And I know they are spraying in our area for mosquitoes. I know you don't like that, and I don't either, but it's the chiggers and the ants that seem to be really bad. I was out there the other day, and my ankle looked like somebody had chewed on it after I was in the yard for probably 5 minutes.
Kate, do you think it's fire ants? Are you getting some bad fire ant bites, or are the ants just kind of running around and not being a real problem from that standpoint?
I don't really know. I assumed it was chiggers.
Well,
I have really looked deep down the grass for
ants. The chiggers are probably biting you, and I think I'm getting more and more calls, and I'm seeing it in my own properties. There's some ants there that aren't fire ants. They're just some other ants, and they're kind of benign. They don't really do anything. It's a problem. They're just there. So what I would recommend will probably help with all of those things, and you might even get some benefit from the same techniques for the mosquitoes. One thing that I've had pretty good luck with in the past when I'm going to have a party or something, and besides having the place sprayed with BTI and or one of the essential oil products, I've put out dry granulated garlic. And that's one of those things, if you've never tried it with the critters that you currently have, you could go to one of the large grocery stores and buy some kind of gallon size containers of dry granulated garlic and start by spreading it, just dusting it all over the whole place. The place will smell like somebody's cooking Italian food for a while, but it really does work, and it actually repels mosquitoes well also, and it'll set up some repellency for the ants and for the chiggers that would be pretty impressive. And then the next step, I'd go to probably spraying. Use Garrett juice as your base. That way you're doing some foliar feeding while you're doing the pest control. But into the pest control, put one of the essential oil products. You could use orange oil at 2 ounces per gallon of spray.
Okay.
Or you could use one of the other commercial products like Essentria is the name of one of them. Another one is called EcoSmart. The EcoSafe people that do pest control, you might even talk to them about doing some of this stuff for you. They actually have products that they're bringing out that are essential oil products, and one of them is granular. You can spread it out in a granular fashion. The Dr. T's products are used by some of the companies that we work with and give some good results. They're for repelling mosquitoes, but they'll also help run off those ants and help with, you know, some of the other beasts that you're dealing with there. But I tell you, the very first thing I do, have you been on an organic program at all before? Or
well,
are you just getting started?
Just kind of getting started. I have leaned very heavily that direction.
Okay.
I didn't do that with the grasshoppers this summer. I hate grasshoppers, but anyway, that's a whole other story. So, yes, I've got a gallon of your Garrett juice. I think it was a Garrett Juice Plus, and that's fabulous.
Well, you can use it as the base to add some of these other sprays, too. But I tell you, the very first thing I would do, and it sounds like since you're just getting started, you may not have done it yet, and that is to put out granulated dry molasses over your entire property. It'll function as a fertilizer for you, but it'll also probably run those ants completely off, and it'll help you with the other pests, and then do those other things that we talked about first after that. But put the molasses out at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, just like we would do an organic fertilizer. And it will fertilize, but it will also set up a repelling situation for the pests.
Okay, and can I buy that at a feed store?
Yeah, you've got Keller Feed Store there in Keller. I assume they're still there. They should have the stuff in stock and any nursery that you deal with. Dry molasses has become pretty much a staple. As much as people in some retail stores try to ignore what we're doing, they're forced to have some of the basic stuff in there because so many people want to use it. And dry molasses is in that category.
Okay, and with the garlic, how much per whatever yard or how much of that do you put out? Can I put it out just like in a fertilizer spreader or something?
It's best to just throw it out by hand, and I put it out at about a pound per 1,000 square feet. Figure 10 by 100, 1,000 square feet, and dust out, throw out by hand more or less a pound per 1,000 square feet. And I think you'd be impressed with how it helps.
Awesome. Okay, I have a lot to do. It looks like I will get started on that.
Get to work.
I'm looking forward to using our lawn and my children getting out there.
Okay, Kate, keep me posted.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And thanks to everybody. Fun show today, a lot of good calls and interesting conversation. I hope you got some benefit out of what we all talked about. If you didn't get your question answered, send it to us, info@dirtdoctor.com. If you don't get our newsletter yet, free newsletter, sign up by filling out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Take a look at joining the Organic Club of America. The benefits there are very good. It doesn't cost very much at all. Enjoy this wonderful cool weather that we're having here in Zone 8 or wherever you are. I hope the weather's good. Enjoy your gardens wherever that garden might be. And don't forget to feed and water the birds. Don't forget their website. It's called dirtdoctor.com. See you next time.